Lord, we need you to hear your voice.
天父，我哋需要你嘅帮助嚟到去聆听你自己话语。
Many things are crying for our attention, and we need to set them aside to hear you speak to us.
因为我哋知道喺我哋嘅日常生活入边，好多嘅事情系需要我哋嘅注意，系需要我哋嘅心力，需要我哋嘅时间，所以我哋需要你帮助，我哋能够将呢啲嘅嘢暂时嘅摆埋一边。
Help us to tune into you, Lord.
帮助我哋嚟到去睇到你。
And help this speaker to speak your word.
帮助讲员嚟到去将你嘅话语讲出嚟。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣嘅名祷告。
Amen. Go with me to the times of Paul when they did not have any mail service.
即同我一齐时光倒流翻到过去，去到保罗嗰个年代，佢哋冇任何嘅邮政服务。
If you wanted to write to your friends, you could not pick up a phone, you could not Skype, you could not even mail a letter in the post office.
如果你想同你嘅朋友联络嘅时候咧，你嗰阵时系冇电话、冇电子邮件，甚至亦都唔能够寄信。
You had to wait until somebody you know and trust or one of their friends was going to where the people you want to write to lived.
所以你必须要等。等到你认识同埋信任嘅朋友，或者系朋友嘅朋友会去你要联系嘅嗰啲朋友嘅生活嘅地方。
So if I had a friend who lived in Chicago, and I want to write to them, I would have to wait until 3 weeks from now when Gene is traveling there, and then I would give him a letter and he'll carry it for me.
好似如果我有一个朋友系住喺芝加哥。如果我想同佢联络嘅时候呢，我需要等一个人我嘅朋友去芝加哥，咁样然之后我将信交俾佢嚟到去带到去芝加哥我的朋友嗰度。
Back then, the fastest way to get around was by ship.
即係当时个最快嘅方法就係走海路。
But in the Mediterranean, there were certain months because of the storms, it was too dangerous to travel.
但当时在地中海那个的海域呢，很多时候都会有风暴，其实行海路是有一定的危险。
So you might even have to wait a few months before your friend could go.
所以或者你需要等好几个月，你的朋友才能够出发。
Or you can rely on somebody traveling by foot, but there's always the danger of bandits.
你都可以嚟到去叫嗰啲行陆路嘅朋友帮手，但系佢哋好多嘅时候会有土匪嚟到去攻击抢嘢。
Needless to say, under such circumstances, you would not waste your time and precious paper, because paper was expensive, writing trivial things and mindless greetings.
所以唔使讲，喺咁样嘅一个嘅背景底下咧，你唔会浪费时间同埋浪费呢啲宝贵嘅纸张嚟到写一啲湿碎嘅事情，或者系冇必要嘅问候。
Needless to say, in such times and circumstances, everything you said would be important to say.
所以你会写一啲非常重要嘅嘢。
So then why does Paul spend time and use space at the end of this important letter to greet these people?
但为什么保罗会用时间占用一些空间在这封这么重要的信后面来到去问候这些人？
If you were to look at this list, you would see there are no extraordinary people on this list. They are all ordinary people like Phoebe and Priscilla and Aquila.
当你睇呢啲人名嘅时候咧，你会发觉冇边一个系劲人，只不过系一啲普通嘅人，好似 Phoebe 啊、伯基拉同埋阿居拉咁样。
They may be ordinary people, but other ordinary people like you and me can learn something from them.
冇错，佢哋可能系好普通平凡，但系其他嗰啲好似你同我一样普通平凡嘅人，亦都能够响佢哋嘅身上学习一啲嘅嘢。
In verse 3, Paul greets this ordinary couple, Priscilla and Aquila, who we also encounter three times in Acts chapter 18.
在第三节呢，保罗问候一对普通的夫妇，就是伯基拉和阿居拉。这一对夫妇在使徒行传的十八章也都出现过三次。
They are mentioned in verses 1 through 4 of Acts 18.
十八章的一到四节有提到他们。
Verse 18.
十八节。
Verses 24 through 26.
24到26节。
We also learn about them from 1 Corinthians 16:19.
我们在哥林多前书的十六章九节也都有读到他们的名字。
And 2 Timothy 4:19.
还有就是提摩太后书的四章十九节。
So we get a little insight from other passages as to who this couple is.
我们能够从这些经文里面更加知道他们是谁。
In these greetings, Paul has more to say about Priscilla and Aquila than anybody else on the list except Phoebe.
在这些问候里面，除了 Phoebe 之外，保罗问候得最多的就是这一对的夫妻。
So often, we look at the extraordinary people in the Bible to learn from them. People like Paul, Timothy, David, Matthew.
我们常常看圣经里面那些敬人来到去向他们学习。好像保罗啊、提摩太啊、大卫和马太一样。
But the problem with looking at extraordinary people is just that. They are extraordinary.
但是看这些敬人的问题就是说他们是超乎平凡。
And because of that, we have trouble relating to such people, don't we?
所以呢我们在他们学习的时候是有一定的难度。
They say, sure, David slayed the giant. That's David, it's not me.
好像大卫一样，他能够打倒巨人，但是他是大卫，而我不是。
Well, I could never do such a thing. I'm not like him.
我不能够完成他所完成的事情，因为我不似他。
So let's take a look at this ordinary couple.
所以我们来到去看一看，学习下这对普通平凡的夫妻。
From them, we learn something for the rest of us ordinary people.
我们这些普通人能够从他们身上学到一些功课。
That God will work through you when you give first your best to Him.
当普通平凡的人先把最好的给神，神是能够透过这些平凡的人所做的事情，成就一些非凡的事。
Now let us see this.
我们现在一起来看看。
God works through ordinary people like you.
神可以透过普通的你和我来到去成就非凡的事情。
Consider who Priscilla and Aquila were.
我们看一看伯基拉和阿居拉是怎样的人。
They were a married couple.
他们是已婚的夫妇。
Most of us are married or will be married.
大多数的我们都已经结了婚或者就快结婚。
They had jobs.
他们有工作。
In fact, they owned a small business of making tents.
他们其实自己是做小生意，就是织帐篷。
They had to make payroll, they had to order supplies, they had to keep things organized.
他们要需要出粮，他们需要来到去管理，需要来到去买一些的材料。
Actually, they were refugees. They've been expelled from Rome with all the other Jews, and they resettled here in Corinth.
其实他们这对的夫妻是逃亡。因为他们被罗马政府赶逐出境，他们现在安定在哥林多这里。
And it's there in Corinth that they met Paul, as Acts 18 tells us.
所以好像使徒行传十八章告诉我们，这对夫妻是在哥林多这里遇到保罗。
They opened up a room in the house for Paul to stay in, and he moved in with them.
他们留一间房给保罗，所以保罗就是跟他们住在一起。
And because Paul was also a tent maker by trade, they opened up a position for him in their business.
因为保罗也都是织帐篷的，这对夫妇因而可以来到去给一份工作给保罗。
When Paul left Corinth, they uprooted once again and they traveled with him to Ephesus.
当保罗要去以弗所的时候，这对夫妻也都放下一切来到去跟保罗一起去以弗所。
In fact, we see from this passage, from the Acts passage, from the comments about Ephesus, that wherever they went, their home became a place for the church to meet.
其實從不同的經文裡面我們看得到，無論他們去到哪裡，他們所住的地方其實就是一個聚會的地方。
They risked their necks for Paul when there was a riot. They apparently testified for him.
當有暴動是針對保羅的時候，這對夫妻也願意為保羅去兩肋插刀。
And so Paul calls them fellow workers in Christ or co-workers in Christ.
所以保羅稱呼他們是在耶穌基督裡面的同工。
But notice, like most of us, and unlike Paul, they did not train for the ministry.
但我們需要注意的就是，好像我們一樣，他們沒有像保羅那樣有什麼特別的訓練。
They didn't have a theological degree or a Bible school degree of any kind.
他們沒有一些神學訓練的學位，也沒有一些聖經大學的學位。
Unlike Paul, and like most of us, they were not of some formal position like an apostle.
也不像保羅一樣，他們是使徒。
And unlike Paul, and unlike most of us, but like most of us, they were not formally commissioned to some formal role in the church.
他們也沒有像保羅一樣被教會來去差派在事工裡面在宣教裡面擔當一定的職位。
And they did not preach.
他們也不講道。
They were a simple couple.
他們只不過是一對普通平凡的夫妻。
Who ran their own business.
有自己的生意。
Making a living.
賺食。
Re-establishing themselves after being expelled from Rome.
因為被羅馬政府趕逐的緣故，他們需要一切都由頭開始。
What they did is they simply used what they had and who they were and made it available to God.
這對夫妻就是單單的用他們，即是被神用他們有的，和他們那個的身份，他們的特長。
They had a job, so do you.
他們有工作，你們也有工作。They
had a home, so do you.
他們有一個家，你們也有一個家。They
had some time, so do you.
他們有時間，你們也有時間。They
saw an opportunity, God gives you opportunities.
他們見到一個機會，神也會給你們機會。As
the Acts passage tells us, when they ran into Apollos, they encouraged him, and they corrected him some.
當佢就好似喺使徒行傳嗰度所講一樣，當佢哋遇到嗰個阿波羅嘅時候，佢鼓勵佢，佢呢對夫妻鼓勵阿波羅，亦都教導阿波羅。Any
of us can do those things.
我哋亦都可以鼓勵別人，亦都可以教導別人。These
are all things that any of us can do.
所有呢啲嘅事情，我哋每一個其實都可以做。They
are ordinary.
佢哋係呢啲事情都係一啲平凡嘅事情。
They are not extraordinary, but in partnership with others like Paul, they make the extraordinary ministry of the gospel possible.
雖然這些事情都是很平凡，但因為跟其他人合作，這些平凡的事可以成就非凡的福音事情。
Without people like them, without people like you, providing a place to live, how effective would Paul's ministry have been?
如果沒有好像他們這樣的人，或者沒有好像你這樣的人提供一個住的地方，保羅的事工不可能是可以這麼有果效。Without
people like them, or without people like you, providing a means of income for Paul, how effective would Paul's ministry have been?
如果沒有他們這樣的人，或者沒有你們這樣的人給保羅有工作、有收入， 保羅的事工也都不能夠有果效。And
without people like them, or without people like you, where would Paul have met to do his ministry?
如果沒有這對夫妻的時候提供地方，或者好像你們提供地方一樣，保羅也都不能夠來到去有服侍人群的機會。
And what would Paul have done without them to defend him in his trial?
如果冇咗呢啲人嘅时候，当保罗面对一啲嘅指责嘅时候，一啲嘅审判嘅时候，边个嚟到去帮佢辩护
？Ordinary people like Priscilla and Aquila are the backbone for ministry。
好似伯基拉、阿居拉呢啲普普通通嘅人，但系其实佢哋系任何事工嘅嗰个嘅骨干。
Ordinary people like Priscilla and Aquila doing ordinary things like they did are so important that God makes sure that their record is preserved in the Bible, in His Word, that you and I can learn from them.
就好似伯基拉、阿居拉咁，虽然系普通嘅人，但系佢哋所付出嘅，佢哋所做嘅一啲普通嘅事情。是真的能够成就非凡的福音事工，所以神是来到去记低他们所做的那些普普通通的事情。
These are ordinary things that any of us can do, but together with the ministry, they make the ministry of the gospel possible.
这些都是普通的事情，我们任何一个人都可以做。但当我们一起做的时候，就可以能够成就非凡的福音事工。
So take the step and give first your best to God.
所以我们先来到去将最好的给过神。
Again, I go back to verse 3 of this passage where Paul says, Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus.
再一次我回去第三节那里，保罗问伯基拉、阿居拉，我在基督耶稣里的同工安。
The phrase workers or fellow workers in Christ is key here.
这一句的说话在基督耶稣里的同工是关键。
They did all that they did not simply because they liked Paul,
因为这对普通的平凡的夫妻这样做做这么多的事情，不是因为他们喜欢保罗。
They did what they did because of their service to Christ, because of their love for Christ.
他们这样做是因为要服侍基督的缘故，是因为对基督的爱的缘故，他们这样做。
Previously, they had had to leave everything behind in Rome.Perhaps they'd lost their home and the backbone of their business in order to reestablish themselves in Corinth.
之前他们不得不放弃在罗马的一切，或者他们也都失去了他们的家，失去了他们的生意，因此他们需要在哥林多从头来过。
Now put yourself in their shoes for a moment. Most people in that situation, what would be their priority?
我哋谂一谂，如果我哋或者系其他嘅人，好似伯基拉、阿居拉咁样嘅情况嘅时候，佢哋首先要做嘅系乜嘢
？Wouldn't most people in that situation, their priority would be getting themselves settled in？
大多数人应该就会先安定落嚟。
Wouldn't most people in that situation, their priority be making sure to get themselves safe and secure？
先稳定落嚟。
Established.
重新开始。
But it is evident that their priority is elsewhere.
但是很显然的看得到这对的夫妻他们首先要做的事不是那些。
They risk everything by opening their home for the church.
他们愿意开放他们的家来到去成为一个教会，就算是说需要牺牲啲乜嘢或者有一定嘅危险，佢哋都不计。
Their home could have been confiscated, their business could have been lost again.
因为如果佢哋咁样做嘅时候，佢哋有机会屋企被抄家，甚至生意都冇埋。
And it's evident they did not get the best house they could.
亦都好明显佢哋冇买最好佢哋又负担得起嘅屋。
But they reserved space and resources for other things.
因为他们要保留一些的钱财一些的资源为其他的事情。
They opened their home to Paul. They opened their home to Apollos to stay in. They opened their home as a church to meet in.
他们开放他们的家给保罗给阿波罗给神作为一个教会这样来到去。
And they used their business not merely for themselves, but they opened that space for Paul to work there as well.
他们有自己的生意但是我们看到他们这个生意不单单是为了供应他们自己他们更加利用他们的生意来到去供应保罗给保罗一份的工作。
In fact, they were so devoted to the word of Christ and the spread of this ministry that this time they voluntarily uprooted themselves from Corinth and moved with Paul to Ephesus.
他们因为好来到去致力传扬基督的话所以在这个时候他们自愿的连根拔起和保罗去到以弗所。
Now, I have no idea if they had children. I don't know how old they were.
我不知道他们有没有小孩或者他们的年纪有多大。
But you think about it, couples with young children or children don't like to take their children all over the place, do we? We like to get them settled down and secure.
如果当我们有很小的小孩的时候我们不愿意周围动。或者是周围的来到去搬屋我们愿意更加是在一个地方安定下来。
Older couples don't like to change life that much either.
就算是年纪比较大的夫妻也都不愿意这么多的变动。
But they did so and voluntarily so.
但是这一对的夫妻他们很愿意很自愿的这么来到去跟随保罗去到以弗所那里。
Actually, in all of this, they showed their Jewish upbringing.
其实在这些所有的事情或者他们一些的做法他们优先的次序都跟他们是一个犹太人有关。
Let me tell you what I'm referring to.
我告诉你听我到底想表达的是什么
For centuries and for millennia in the Old Testament scriptures, God had always taught his people to give to him first their best first.
即是几百年来几千年来神是教导他的子民首先比神最好的。
So over and over it is repeated and they were taught, give the first fruits of your field to God.
所以他们由小大都被教导他们要将地里首先出产的收成给过神。
Now you think about what that means.
当你想想到底是什么意思的时候
As a farmer,
作为一个的农民
you toil and labor hard to sow the field and keep the weeds at check and keep the insects from animals from eating it all up.
即作为一个农民是需要很多的时间很多的心力很多的努力来到去保证这些庄稼能够是健康的成长要清草要除虫。
And you hope that over the weeks and the months that God will send just the right amount of rain and sun to give you a good crop.
所以在收成之前你又不断的祈祷希望神能够给足够的雨水来到去灌溉这些的田地让你有好的收成。
And after all that time and all that labor, you have not been paid anything until you can do your harvest.
到你收成之前其实一切都是没有保证的虽然你是付出很多的心力很多的时间很多的努力。
Let's say you've been waiting 3 months after all this time to finally get paid.
好像你需要等三个月来到去得到你的回报。
And your pay is the harvest, of course.
当然即是作为一个农民你的收成就是你的回报就是你的收成。
And the first thing you do is you take that first harvest and you give it to God.
但是你将最首先的收成是来到去给过神。
You're still waiting for your pay.
所以其实你依然的在那等着你自己的收成。
First you give to God.
先给神。
Now, another thing about that first harvest, that beginning, the first fruits.
另外一方面的那个的头生
There was usually the best of the harvest, the best results.
通常这些首先的收成都是最好的。
And it goes to God, not to you.
呢啲最好嘅系去神嗰度。
Same thing for those who are herders.
嗰啲牧羊人亦都系一样。
They are always taught that the firstborn belongs to God.
嗰啲头生嘅动物都系属于神。
First to God.
先去神度。
And often the firstborn is the bestborn.
通常头生嘅都系最好。
Goes to God.
俾神。
And anytime you give a sacrifice to God, it must be without spot, without blemish, it must be perfect.
即系当奉献俾神嘅嗰啲嘅祭物都系冇斑点，都系完美无缺嘅。
In fact, they were taught that their own firstborn children belong to God.
即是在圣经里面也有讲 就算是一对夫妻他们头生的那个的仔女都是属于神。
And it was just like Chinese and most traditional cultures. The firstborn was the highest, the best.
就好像我们中国人的传统一样长子的孙。
Goes to God.
但是给神。属于神。
And they were required to redeem that firstborn.
他们需要来到去救赎或者赎回这些头生 的子女。
And so it is, and near the end of this era of Jewish history, that the prophet Malachi accuses God's people, God's priest, for robbing from God.
好像在圣经旧约最后那个先知他记载神来到去指责当时的祭司在那里抢他抢神的东
西。Because they were given the second best to him.
不是因为他们没有奉献给神，是因为他们给神是赐好的。
In fact, Malachi says for God, try giving away these to your governor and see what he would say.
所以马拉基这个先知跟当时的祭司说，你试下将呢啲赐好嘅嘢送俾你嘅官长，睇下佢哋点样。
And they were building their own homes and even making summer homes, and yet not taking care of the temple.
呢啲嘅祭司佢哋都系先照顾自己屋企，建造自己屋企，但系佢哋忽略咗保持神嘅圣殿。
And so it was ingrained in God's people from that time onward. You give first.To God, you give your best to God.
所以要被提醒来到去给神是最好的，先给神最好的。
What Priscilla and Aquila did in resulted in the extraordinary because they gave first to God and they gave their best to God. They gave second to themselves.
伯基拉和阿居拉所做的事能够成就非凡的事情，是因为他们先给神。俾神最好嘅，佢哋将赐好嘅留俾自己。
To be honest, I know very few people who do that.
坦白讲，我知道咁样生活嘅人现今好少。
We worship the same God as Priscilla and Aquila.
我哋同伯基拉、阿居拉敬拜嘅系同一位嘅神。
We have the same scriptures as they followed.
我们所读的圣经也都是跟他们所读的圣经一样。
We too live in the New Testament era as they did.
我们也都是生活在耶稣基督之后这个新约的时代。
But how many of us give first to God, our best to God?
但是我们当中有哪个先给神最好的？
And then what is left for ourselves?
给完神最好的之后留低嗰啲先俾自己。
Most of us give first our best for our children.
我哋当中大多数嘅人，我哋先把最好嘅俾过我哋嘅仔女。
We don't even have to think about it. It's our natural impulse.
其实当我哋谂一谂，其实系好自然嘅事情。
We want to build up our children.
我哋建立佢哋。
We want them to have more and better than we.
我们希望他们比我们拥有的更多更好。
We work hard and we save and we determine even where we will live according to school district in order that we may provide the best for them.
我们很努力的工作，我们努力的储钱，我们甚至是很有决心的来到去按照那个学区的好坏来到去 安定或者稳定落嚟，嚟到去买屋，就系希望俾佢哋最好。
And we make sure that they understand how much we care about this and how important it is for them.
我哋要确保佢哋能够理解我哋系几咁在乎佢哋，同埋即系得到更多好嘅嘢，对佢哋嚟讲系几咁嘅重要。
How many times we remind them how much we do for them, how much we sacrifice for them.
其实我们也都时常提醒他们，我们为他们付出很多，为他们牺牲很多。
And they grow up seeing how much of this is for them.
就是在他们成长的过程，他们也都看得到，就是多少的事，父母所做的都是为了他们。
Some parents don't let their kids do anything but study.
有好多父母呢，唔让佢哋除咗读书之外，乜都唔俾佢哋嘅细路嚟到去做。
Because we want to make sure nothing distracts from the study.
因为我哋需要嚟到去肯定，我哋亦都需要保证提供一个环境，我哋嘅仔女嘅读书唔会受到打扰。
And so I know some children who go off to school.And they don't know how to take care of themselves because they never had to take care of themselves.
我知道有啲嘅细路仔，佢哋出咗去翻大学，但系佢哋唔知道点样照顾自己，因为佢哋从来都唔需要识得点照顾自己。
But what is the result of giving first our best for our children?
我哋谂一谂，我哋先将最好嘅俾过我哋嘅仔女，嗰个结果系点样？
Our intention is all the best for them. We want them to grow. We want them to be happy. We want them to be strong and secure. What parent doesn't?
因为作为一个父母，我哋系好自然嘅想将最好嘅、最先嘅嘢都系俾过我哋嘅仔女。
But after 20 years of ministering to your children and mine.And talking with them, let me tell you how they receive it.
经过超过20年在儿童入边来到去服侍，服侍你们的儿童，服侍我自己的儿童，我可以告诉你们，他们大多数是怎么样来到去理解你们的付出。
Let me tell you what they are saying.
我告诉你们他们怎么样说。
There are exceptions, of course. I'm talking most of them.
当然有例外，但是我是大概咁嚟到去讲。
They're saying that your love and your caring for them is conditional.
对佢哋你嘅爱同埋照顾系有条件嘅。
This is how they receive it or perceive it. That it is based on educational performance.
佢哋理解系你哋对佢嘅爱对佢嘅好系根据佢哋成绩嘅好坏。
They also see that they are obviously very important and central to you, but that importance is for a purpose that you fulfill, that they fulfill your dream for them.
他们都理解也都看得到他们对于你们来说是几咁重要同埋几咁嘅忠心。但是他们也都看到好像是有一个嘅目的，就是你让他们实现你嘅梦想。
And so they always feel a lot of pressure, always.
所以他们时常感到很大的压力，经常是这样。
Maybe you know what I'm talking about because you got the same thing from your parents and you grew up the same way.
或者你不是很察觉我讲了什么，因为或者你成长的时间你的父母也都是这样来到去期待，这样来到去对待你。
Finally, they feel they will never be good enough.
最后他们始终都认为他们永远都不够好。
They will always fall short of your ideal for them.
永远都达不到你的要求。
For many of them, as they become young adults, they resign themselves to a life of attempting to accomplish what they consider to be the impossible.
对于很多人来讲，这些青少年当他们长大之后，他们或者来到去尽力的尝试做一些不可能的事情。
For others, as they become young adults, they throw up their hands and they say, I give up, I'm just going to live my life the way I want to anyway.
又或者有一部分的人，他们完全的放弃，他们投降，他们说只是想过自己要过的生活。
And finally, since they're so used to being the center, they end up making themselves the center of their life.
因为他们已经很习惯一切都是围绕他们转，所以当他们长大的时候，他们也都只会是为自己而活。
Now, I don't think any of that is what we intend. That's not what we want.
这些这样的结果不是我们想要。
I was talking to a parent a couple of nights ago, and this parent was asking me, how can I make sure? Because I love my daughter so much. She's like 2 years old. She's so cute. You know, I want to give so much to her. I want to spoil her. I want to, you know, hug her and so forth. But how can I make sure that my daughter grows up to be a person who is a giving person?
即几日前我有机会同一个家长倾偈。佢就问，佢有一个好可爱两岁嘅仔女，佢亦都好锡呢个嘅女女，但系佢想即系想俾呢个女女所有嘅嘢，最好嘅嘢，但系佢更加想知道，想明白点样样可以保证，即系呢个女女长大之后明白施比受更好。
It's very simple, actually.
其实好简单。
Model being generous to others.
我们自己做榜样来到去对人大方。
Let her see you giving to others generously and not just to her.
给她看到你不单单只是对她很大方，也都对其他的人很大方。
Take her with you and have her help you give to others.
你带她一起去，来到去给她看到，也都能够给她帮手一起的派嘢给过其他的人。
Don't make her the center of your life, and I guarantee you she will grow up to be generous to others.
不要让她单单成为你自己的中心，即是让她也都看得到你对其他人也都是关心大方，那她就会变成一个大方的人。
Give first to God your best, and you will see God do extraordinary things.
先给神，给神我们最好的。然后我们会看见神透过这些普通平凡的事成就非凡的事。
It's never too late to do this.
不会太迟。
We cannot change. 不会太迟。Huh?
不会太迟。
不会太迟。
是啊是啊。
Okay. I might learn a little Cantonese yet. 不会太迟。I probably killed it. Okay.
okay.
We cannot change yesterday, but we can change tomorrow.
我们不能够改变昨日，但我们可以改变明日。
Even if our children are already grown up, they still see how you live your life.
虽然或者我们的子女都已经长大，但其实他们仍然看到我们是怎样生活。
And if they see...Even in your old age, they think you're old, okay? If they see even in your old age you still can change, then they learn that they can still change too.
如果他们看到在你们年纪大的时候都能够改变，他们知道他们自己也都可以改变。
Not only that, but they will admire you for it.
他们就会很羡慕、很仰慕你依然在年纪大都愿意来到去变。
My friends, in order to serve God, we don't need more education.
弟兄姊妹，服侍神，我们不需要更多的教育。
We don't need more skills and more training.
我们不需要更多的专业技能或者是培训。
We don't need more organization.
我们不需要更多的组织。
We don't even need more time or more resources or more pastors or more ministers or more leaders.
我们并不需要更多的时间或者更多的资源，更多的牧师，更多的传道，更多的领袖来到去服侍神。
All we need is for us ordinary people to give first their best to God.
我们需要的是普通平凡的人，好像你我一样，先给神最好的。
Then you will see God do extraordinary things.
然后就可以看到神成就非凡的事情。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
We don't need extraordinary people in our church to do extraordinary things. We have already an extraordinary God.
弟兄姊妹，我们不需要在我们的教会里面一定有非凡的人来去做非凡的事情，因为我们已经有一位非凡的神。
All we need is ordinary people, as ordinary people laying their all on the altar.
我们需要的是普通平凡的你和我来到去神的面前摆上我们的一切。
All we need is ordinary people giving their lives as living sacrifices to Christ.
我们需要的是普通平凡的你和我将自己的生命摆在神面前给他来到去使用。
What we need is ordinary people not being devoted to themselves or even their families first, but to God first.
我们需要的是 普通平凡的你和我、专注在神先，而不是我们自己或者是我们的子女。
Life is too short to waste on ourselves.
生命是很短暂的，不要浪费我们的生命。
Live for someone greater and higher than yourself or your family.
为了那个比你的家庭更加高更加大的神来到去活。
Give first your best to God.
先给神最好。
Close your eyes with me for a moment and meditate with me for a moment.
让我们先眯埋眼在神的面前来到去默想。
This is just between you and God.
这段时间只是属于你和神之间的。
Survey your life and see who are you living for.
回想一下你的生命，你是为了谁而活。
Try to see it as God sees it.
尝试下想下用神的眼光来到去看。
And ask yourself,
问你自己,
Do I need to repent?
有没有什么我需要悔改,需要认错?
If so, then repent.
如果是有的,你跟神说,来到去认罪,来到去改变。
That's the first step to change, and anyone can change.
这个是改变的第一步，任何人都可以改变。
And if you do not need to change, then praise God for His grace to make you this way, and pray that He help all of us to be the same way.
如果你不需要，在你回想的时候，是觉得不需要改变的。咁係感謝神嘅恩典，因為佢已經讓你先俾神最好嘅。你亦都為到弟兄姊妹嚟到去祈禱，讓我哋每一個都能夠一樣先俾神最好。
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord.To thee. Take my moments and my years. Take them all and make them yours.
天父，求你来到去得着我的生命，求你来到去分别出来为你所用，求你都得着我的一切。
Lord, thank you for your grace upon grace overflowing in our lives even to others.
我们多谢你恩上加恩力上加力，让我们能够成为别人的祝福，让你的恩典透过我们流到其他人的身上。
Be gracious to help me to live first for you, myself best for you.
求你怜悯我，帮助我与我同工，先为你而活，将最好的献给你。
I trust you, Lord, with my life.
我将我生命交给你，神。
I trust you, Lord, with my spouse.
我将我的伴侣交给你，神。
I trust you, Lord, with my children.
我将我嘅孩子交喺你嘅手度。
I trust you, Lord, with my parents.
我将我嘅父母亦都交喺你嘅手度。
You always do what is best.
因为你永远都系做对我哋最好嘅事情。
Take it all, Lord. It is all for you.
得着我哋嘅一切，因为呢一切都系因为你嘅缘故，都系你所想赐。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督得胜嘅名。
Amen. Amen.
好，我哋多谢。